Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The highlight of the week in the House was a battle between the government and opposition parties over a vote on a members' bill on Wednesday night. In the name of the Māori Party's Te Uruoa Flavel, the Gambling Harm Reduction Amendment Bill would allow local councils to reduce the number of pokie machines in their districts. Opposed only by New Zealand First, which believes its scope is too narrow for it to be effective, the bill has the support of all other parties, although New Zealand First leader Winston Peters joined Labour's Trevor Mallard in opposing the government's aim of putting the bill through its first reading on the back of a party vote.
There's been a long tradition over a long period of time, and I'd be actually quite shocked to think that there's anybody actually in any way like a majority who thinks that the issue of gambling is not a conscious issue. It always has been.
Winston Peters was backing an argument voiced earlier by Trevor Mallard.
Gambling matters, casino matters, pokie matters have always been conscience votes. And, Mr. Speaker, just make it clear that there will certainly be a call for a personal vote on this.
Mr. Mallard's request was opposed by National, and although it was initially rejected by Assistant Speaker Lindsay Tish, he eventually relented with just a few minutes to go before the adjournment at 10.
If a member calls for a personal vote, I'll allow it.
Lindsay Tish then heard from National's Chief Whip, Michael Woodhouse.
Can I just clarify what you have just ruled, and that is, it is your considered decision that if a personal vote was called for, you will agree to it. Is that what I've heard you say?
That's what I've said.
All right, so I will come back to the standing order 141.
That allows a personal vote if the Speaker considers a party vote is so close that it could make a significant difference to the result. But Lindsay Tiss said that already been there.
No, I've already ruled. No, I have already ruled, and we intend to put the vote, and after I put the vote, if a member then calls for a personal vote, a personal vote will be held. That's my ruling. End of matter.
And so, about 10 minutes later, Mr. Tish was announcing the result of a personal vote on Mr. Flavel's bill.
The ayes are 83, the noes are 7, the ayes have it. Unlock the doors. Unlock the doors!
The total of 90 reflected the lack of time available to arrange proxy votes, and the 7 MPs who voted against the bill being given a first reading were all from New Zealand First, but they joined Labour and the Greens in maintaining the practice of allowing personal or conscience votes on gambling issues, which could be significant if the government moves an amendment to increase the number of pokie machines in exchange for a new convention centre in Auckland, built by Sky City Casino as part of a deal negotiated by John Key as Minister of Tourism. Back in his day job, the Prime Minister found himself defending a new plan to give free long-term contraception to female beneficiaries. Among questions for him was this one from Labour's Social Development spokeswoman, Jacinda Ardern.
Is he considering improving access to contraception for all low-income women, or just those on benefits? If so, why?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, at this point we're not considering widening that out because we already subsidise a number of contraceptive options for a wide range of people, including fully subsidising the emergency pill.
Criticism of the policy outside the House by Associate Social Development Minister Tariana Turia resulted in this question for Mr Key from Winston Peters.
How can he possibly have confidence in Associate Minister Tariana Turia after she publicly attacked and embarrassed the Minister for Social Welfare and all of his Cabinet colleagues when she said, and I quote her, amongst other things, "I think it is insulting to tell anyone how many tamariki they should have," end of quotes.
The Prime Minister referred Mr Peters to the confidence and supply agreement between National and the Māori Party,
which says quite clearly that the Māori Party is only bound in areas where they have a delegation, and in the case of the Associate Minister, she does not have a delegation in this area, therefore she's quite free to speak out.
But Mr Peters was back the next day with another question for the Prime Minister.
How can he have confidence in Associate Minister Tari Naturi as working for a brighter future after it emerged today that a trust linked to the mongrel mob and arrest by the Dunedin police has been in receipt of MSD funding through Whānau Ora?
This time, Mr Peters' question was answered for the Prime Minister by his deputy, Bill English, who noted that the matter was now before the courts.
I might say that over that government's contract with literally thousands of organisations, and occasionally some of those organisations may transgress the law, and if so, they are dealt with appropriately.
Also this week, the House unanimously supported the government's move to have Jan Wright reappointed as Parliament's Commissioner for the Environment for another 5 years. And the House is adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, May the 22nd, ready for the budget on Thursday, May the 24th. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.